I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. I have been a fan of women's literature for many years. One such author has eluded me until a recent article discussed the Italian writer Elena Ferrante. My first actual encounter with Ferrante's works occurred after a trip to the marvelous independent bookstore, Inkwood Books of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I asked the clerk about Ferrante, and she suggested The Neapolitan Quartet of Novels, which was sold out, but she did have a copy of The Days of Abandonment. Across the street from the shop was a coffee bistro, so I went in for a coffee and a scan of the novel. About an hour later, I was hooked, and I accepted the fact that this was a powerful novel by a writer I could not let slip by me. William Congreve wrote, "Heaven has no rage like love to hatred turned, nor hell of fury like a woman scorned." Days of Abandonment tells the story of a woman abandoned by her husband Mario, who takes up with a young woman Carla, half his wife's age. The novel begins. One April afternoon, right after lunch, my husband announced that he wanted to leave me. He did it while we were cleaning the table. The children were quarreling as usual in the next room. The dog was dreaming, growling beside the radiator. He told me that he was confused, that he was having terrible moments of weariness, of dissatisfaction, perhaps of cowardice. He talked for a long time about our 15 years of marriage, about the children, and admitted that he had nothing to reproach us with, neither them nor me. He was composed, as always, apart from an extravagant gesture of his right hand when he explained to me, with a childish frown, that soft voices, a sort of whispering, were urging him elsewhere. Then he assumed the blame for everything that was happening and closed the front door carefully behind him, leaving me turned to stone beside the sink. This is the tiniest sparks which will turn into a conflagration of immense power. Readers, I want to make you aware this is an adult novel based on a single chapter when Olga vents all her rage, jealousy, and fury in a scene of a rather explicit and volcanic nature. A reader will know when it starts, so it's easy to skip. This novel is the most incisive and detailed account of the agony a woman undergoes when she is abandoned by her partner. The prose is mesmerizing and gripping. I could barely put it down for a moment. Here is a scene when Olga decides to seek revenge on her husband with a man from her building she despises. Carano again brought his lips to mine, but I didn't like the odor of his saliva. I don't even know if it really was unpleasant, only it seemed to me different from Mario's. He tried to put his tongue in my mouth. I opened my lips a little, touched his tongue with mine. It was slightly rough, alive. It felt animal, an enormous tongue such as I had seen disgusted at the butcher. There was nothing seductively human about it. Did Carla have my tastes, my odors? Or had mine always been repellent to Mario, as now Carano seemed, and only in her after years had Mario found the essences right for him? Not for the faint of heart, this novel is a masterpiece of the inner workings of the mind of a woman. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown.